Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Romans chapter 10, verses 12 through 17. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on Him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Hear and talk. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Do you know how you learned to talk? You were probably too young to remember how it happened, but it was a pretty simple yet amazing process. You heard the different sounds your parents and others were making and began to imitate them. At about 6 months old, you learned vowels, and at about 9 months old, the consonants came next. Fairly quickly after that, you learned about putting those sounds together to form words, just like what you heard from your parents. Interestingly enough, scientists have found that you needed these words brought to you and spoken in front of you. Babies who just watch TV shows or listen to music in another language never learn that other language. Do you know how you came to believe in Jesus? It is also a pretty simple yet amazing process. God sent people in your life so that you heard the good news of Jesus and faith grew in your heart. Do you know how others will come to faith? It is because God continues to send people like you to share Jesus with others. God's word tells us that for any of us to speak to God, there must first be belief. For belief to happen, a person must hear the word of God. For a person to hear the word of God, someone must share it with them. For a person to share it, they must be sent and go to that person. While it is true that God does all the work in our faith and salvation, it is also true that He graciously chooses to work through people. He works through parents who read their children Bible stories and devotions. He works through Sunday school teachers who share God's word on behalf of the church. He works through friends who encourage us in God's word. He works through pastors and teachers as they share God's word on behalf of the whole church. Now it's your turn. To do what? First, hear. Then, talk. God can work through you to bring good news to someone. We fold our hands and bow our heads for prayer. Gracious Lord, you have sent many people into our lives to share the good news of forgiveness and life that we might believe and call on you. Help all of us to share the hope that is ours as you send us out to our schools, neighborhoods, teams, and friends. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.